Good morning, church.
Good morning.
What a great joy it is to welcome each and every one of you as we come together to unite our hearts and our spirits as we seek faithfully to worship our God. Let us begin by hearing these words from the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 1, that says, "Take care that you yourselves are not tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law." May the presence of Christ rest upon us as we faithfully come to worship together.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Please follow along in your bulletin under the heading of Call to Worship, reciting your response. Sing praises to the Lord, O faithful ones. Give thanks to God's holy name.
God has turned our mourning into dance, our weeping into shouts of joy.
Rejoice and be glad, O people of God. Extol God's holy name. Sing praises forever, O treasured ones. Proclaim the good news of God's favor. Please remain standing and join in our hymn of praise, number 696 in your red hymnal, America the Beautiful.
Thank you.
Please be seated. Our responsive reading this morning is Psalm 30. This reading may be found on page 762 of your red hymnal. Please recite your response after each prompt. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and did not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, you brought up my soul from Sheol. Sing praises to the Lord, O his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. By your favor, O Lord, you had established me as a strong mountain. To you, O Lord, I cried, and to the Lord I made supplication. Will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? You have turned my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may praise you and not be silent. Please join me now as we recite our opening prayer. It's printed in your bulletin. Lift up our hearts, O God, that we may seek the welfare of all. Bathe us in healing waters, that we may be washed clean. Send us forth with messages of peace, that others may know of your gentle love. Lead us into life, that we may be made new in your spirit. Amen. We've reached that moment in our service this morning, the moments of informality where I will take a few minutes to tell you about the mission and ministry of our church. And now I do have just a couple of announcements. A summer reminder for two travel-friendly publications, both The Upper Room and The Cross and Flame, are available for your use. They are located on tables in the narthex. They're small enough to tuck into a suitcase, and they provide a great way to take God with you on your travels. Vacation Bible School is approaching fast, July 22nd through July 26th, in the evening from 6:30 until 8:30. Registration forms can be found in today's bulletin. We are still looking for volunteers, so if you are interested in helping in a variety of ways, please contact Bible School Coordinator Penny. Her number is printed in today's bulletin. And I would just ask that you take a few moments to look at the other meetings and other events scheduled for this week. And now I extend the peace of Christ be with you. Please pass the peace of Christ to your neighbor.
Hey, I'm coming. I'm over here. Sure, you can be one of the kids. How are you, sweetie? What's new?
My brother went to my friend's house.
Your brother went to a friend's house. So did you just have a mommy and you night and morning? Oh, no, I saw Daddy up there. You lighted fireworks. Did Mommy and Daddy help you? And you went swimming. Did you get wet? Of course, huh? Did you blow bubbles? Did you get your hair wet? Yes.
I swam underwater.
And you swam underwater. Good for you. Wow, you are a big girl. You got to eat a hot dog. Wow.
Did you get a hot dog this week? Hamburger? Turkey dog?
I got pizza.
Pizza? Mm. I had corn on the cob, cooked on the grill, and vegetables. What else did I have? You did what?
I burned my tongue.
Doesn't it hurt when you burned your tongue? Too hot. The food was too hot and it burned your tongue. Then you get to eat ice cream. Marshmallow s'mores. Was the marshmallow too hot? That's what burned her? Oh, yeah, they are. But they're yummy.
Chicken. It was chicken. The chicken was hot. It was too hot.
A chicken-flavored s'more? Or is that two different things you were eating here, a s'more and a piece of chicken? They were both hot? Yeah.
I wasn't eating a s'more.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? You are a good talker this morning, and so are you. And you know what? Jesus loves that. Do you know why? Because Jesus, in today's scripture, sends people out of the church, out into the world, to tell other people that Jesus loves them. And you know how you do that? You have to be a good talker. And I'll bet you will do a super job of that as a little girl and as you get bigger. And I'll bet we do a super job of that because we're already bigger. And we know that God loves us. Do you know that? Yep, God does. And does Jesus love you? Now, this looks like a pirate outfit. Is that a pirate cheerleader outfit? See, you can be a Jesus cheerleader and go out into the world and tell people about Jesus' love. Give me five. Let's have a prayer. Lord God, we are thankful for this day, for the beauty of us as your children and all that you have created us. And we pray that we might have the ability, because we are blessed by you, to go into the world and to be your cheerleaders, to share with others about the gifts and the blessings of Jesus Christ our Lord. We pray that each and every day that we might be ready to tell people about how much Jesus loves them and loves us. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Bulletin and a cup, will you help? Well, I want the congregation to take a peek do you want the red cup? Okay. There's one red cup. And that's what everybody, the red solo cup. I want you to look in as they're doing our collections. This morning's collection is going to go to 8th Avenue Place. That's in the Pittsburgh area that ministers to the homeless and to those that are economically deprived with food and fellowship and times of worship. But look at that update. Through this COP ministry, the first 6 months of this year, you have given $6,342.42. That has come through pennies, through $100 bills. And that is what we call second mile giving, that is beyond, above and beyond where our current giving is. Many individuals and agencies in our local area have been blessed because of your generosity. And I want to say thank you for the work and the mission and the ministry that this church is doing through a seemingly simple collection. But it indeed is changing lives, and for that we are grateful. So thank you.
Throughout her young history, America's enemies have often tried to unravel our resolve to remain a free people. Through revolutions, wars, and most recently, cowardly attacks by terrorists, the United States has stood strong and resilient in her purpose to be the beacon of freedom for the world. As Americans, we believe that our Creator has endowed each of us with certain rights and freedoms and the responsibilities that go with them. Because these were divinely given, we will not allow any human to take them away from us. As Christians, we realize it is up to each of us to keep our country committed to those principles that made her great. And because we know the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, we know real freedom.
Come now to the time in our service when we want to lift up our joys and our concerns for individuals and situations in our midst. You'll notice on the back of our worship folder that our hospitalized is empty. However, under the recently discharged, we have Matt, but we have a word that Matt is back in Forbes Hospital, so we will want to continue to remember him as well. Also, Noreen called me last evening. Her son Arnold over by Toledo, Ohio, had had surgery in the last couple weeks, and he was home, but things took a turn for the worse. He was rushed back into the hospital. They put 8 units of blood through him yesterday, but he did not survive. And so her son Arnold has passed. Her other 3 children from the D.C. area were coming in last evening, midnight-ish, 1 o'clock-ish, to be with her. And so we want to keep them in our prayers as they'll be traveling over today or tomorrow for the visitation and services for Arnold. Also have notices here to please add Helen and Dale and Donna to our prayer list as well. And also prayers for the John family. John passed away Wednesday as the result of a tree cutting accident. He's the brother of Patrick and Paul and a friend and business partner with Tim for the last 42 years. And a celebration of his life will be held today at the Ott's Funeral Home, and they will be receiving visitors from the hours of 10 until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So we want to lift up and remember all of these individuals as we come now to unite our hearts and our spirits in prayer. Our gracious and loving God, how good it is to find ourselves this morning in your presence and in the presence of brothers and sisters in Christ. For it is here, O God, we know that you have welcomed us into your home. It is here that we can experience your grace and your forgiveness. It is here, O God, we know that you challenge us to become that which you have created us to be. It is here, O God, that we know that just as you sent those 70 out 2x2s into the surrounding communities to which Christ was going to go to prepare the way for him, that you send us as well. We know, Lord God, that your Spirit goes before us, and we know that the way is being prepared. But we also know that in our humanness that we have fears. Fear of the unknown. Fear of what others might think and say, how others might respond. And yet we pray that your Spirit might rest upon each and every one of us, that we might boldly go into those places that are unknown to us, to live and to share, to proclaim this good news of Christ our Lord, who has grasped a hold of our hearts and minds and spirits, and who has given us a sense of purpose and direction and goals by which to live. O God, indeed, we are forever indebted to you for your gifts and blessings. O God, we know that we don't always get it right, that we don't always do exactly what you want us to do, and that's where your grace is sufficient to encompass our lives. That is where each day begins anew and fresh. That's where this holy meal that we will be receiving later on is so critical in our lives, for we are restored to health and wholeness physically and spiritually in our relationship with you. Oh God, we know that you will guide and direct us with each step that we take as we go into this week ahead of us. We pray that we will be faithful. We pray that your blessings might rest upon us as individuals, as families. So no matter where we are found in our places of work and play, there, oh God, we might be faithful. We pray for the mission and ministry of this church, its outreach to the world. We pray, oh God, for individuals and lives. We pray for health and wholeness for those individuals who have been mentioned this day, those grieving the loss of loved ones, those celebrating the lives of newborns, those, oh God, who are experiencing your healing presence. We pray for individuals and lives to be changed and healed and made whole. Oh God, we know that you are the one that works wonders in the lives of your people through word spoken, through touch. We pray for the health and the wholeness of your people. Oh God, just these last few days, we've been together with family and friends celebrating this event of the 4th of July when we remember our freedom. Oh God, we are mindful of those individuals that have given their lives, but we are also mindful that that freedom also comes because of you and your presence and your power in our lives. Oh God, we pray that in all that we do and say, that we might be faithful to you and to your kingdom. For we ask and pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, as we share together in the prayer that Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I would now ask our ushers to come forward for the presentation of God's tithes and our offering. O gracious God of healing and hope, how we long to be made whole. This morning, as we give our gifts to you, may we step into your healing waters and find your joy of compassion and mercy. Accept our gifts now, Lord, with gratitude and praise to you. All of this in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Please be seated. I did that out of tradition to ask you and have a seat, and I have to tell you, I think I'm probably going to take a step on some eggshells, but I'm going to do it anyways. At sports events and other celebrations, I enjoy singing the national anthem and standing and my hand on my heart. But again, we get in the midst of a worship service, and something seems to take a little more precedence than the presence of God, I get a little nervous. And so if we stand when the flag comes in, I have a sense that when we read the power and the presence of the words of Jesus Christ, that we need to stand as well. So I would invite you to stand for the reading of the gospel this morning. We have these words from Luke chapter 10. After this, the Lord appointed 70 others and sent them ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. And Jesus said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person. But if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and its people welcome you, eat what is set before you. cure the sick who were there, and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. But whenever you enter a town and they do not welcome you, go out into the streets and say, even the dust of your town that clings to our feet, we wipe off in protest against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God has come near. Whoever listens to you listens to me, and whoever rejects you rejects me. And whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me. The 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, in your name even the demons submit to us. And Jesus said to them, I watched Satan fall from heaven like a flash of lightning. See, I have given you authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. May God's blessing rest upon the reading and the hearing of these holy words for us this day, for they are the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we are thankful for these words, for their teaching and claim upon our lives, for the good news that they offer to us this day. O God, as you send us forth into the world to faithfully be your disciples and your church, we pray that your Spirit will rest upon us and prepare the way as we go. O God, may the words of my mouth and may the meditations of our hearts, may they be pleasing and acceptable, O God, to you, our rock and our redeemer. For we ask and pray in Christ's holy and precious name. Amen. On July 15th, 1986, Roger Clemens, a sizzling right-hander for the Boston Red Sox, started his first All-Star game. In the second inning, he came up to bat, something he had not done for years because of the American League's designated hitter rule. He took a few uncertain practice swings and then looked at his pitching opponent, Dwight Gooden, who the previous year had won the Cy Young Award. Gooden wound up and threw a blazing, white-hot fastball class past Clemens. And with an embarrassed smile on his face, he stepped out of the batter's box and looked down to the catcher, Gary Carter, and said, is that what my pitches look like? Now, Carter had an opportunity there to really fluster the guy and say, no, yours only come across half that speed. But instead, he said, you bet it is. And although Clemens struck out very quickly, he went on to pitch three perfect innings and to be named the game's most valuable player. And from that day on, he later said, with a fresh reminder of how overpowering a good fastball is, he pitched with far greater boldness. Sometimes we forget the Holy Spirit within us and how powerful our witness can be. The gospel has a supernatural sense of power, and we can speak it with confidence. These 70 were chosen by Jesus and the disciples, and they were sent out in teams of two to go to the places where Jesus would later go. They were well reminded of the power and the presence that went with them and went before them. We are not told that they debated anything with Jesus about where they would go and how they were supposed to travel. They were given a task. They went out and they did what they were asked to do, announce the coming of Jesus. The Christ is in our midst. They knew what they had to do and they simply went out and they did it. July 4th, 1952. It was a foggy morning when a young woman named Florence Chadwick waded into the water off Catalina Island. She intended to swim the channel from the island to the California coast. Long distance swimming was not new to her. She had been the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions. The water was numbingly cold that day. The fog was so thick that she could barely see the boats in her party. Several times, sharks had to be driven away with rifle fire. She swam for more than 15 hours before she asked to be taken out of the water. Her trainer tried to encourage her to swim on, since they all knew that land was close at hand. But when Florence looked, all she could see was fog. And so she quit, only half a mile from her goal. Later, she said, "Now, I'm not excusing myself, but if I only could have seen land, I might have made it." You see, it wasn't the cold or fear or exhaustion that caused Florence to fail. It was the fog. Many times we also fail, not because we are afraid or because of the peer pressure or because of anything other than the fact that we have lost sight of our goal. Maybe that's why Paul says in his letter to the Philippians in the 3rd chapter, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ." 2 months after her failure, Florence Chadwick waded off the same beach into the same channel and swam the distance, setting a new speed record because she could see land. My friends, we never should lose sight of our goal. That we are sent out like those 70 in today's scripture reading to go forth and to preach and to teach and to share, to proclaim and to live the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we then might also watch Satan fall from the heavens like a flash of lightning, for the forces of evil have been dethroned, and indeed a new age has begun. And so, with a sense of newness, might we begin again and rededicate our lives today to the gospel of Jesus Christ as we share in this holy meal of grace and forgiveness and a meal of new beginnings. Let us pray. Our gracious and loving God, we are thankful for the words of the Gospel of Luke. Might our goal always be to remember that we are sent out to live, to share, to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And now, O God, for all that is past, forgive us. Wipe away our sins of those things done, those things undone, those things spoken and unspoken. Might we begin anew today. For it's in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, that we ask and pray. Amen. We come together this morning to remember. To remember that as Jesus Christ gathered in that upper room with his disciples, that he was going to offer a meal of grace and forgiveness to each and every one of us. He was the one who came as that child of Bethlehem, nurtured in the womb of his mother Mary, nurtured by his father Joseph for a time, and empowered by the holy presence of God's Spirit upon him. And then as his earthly ministry upon this earth came to an end, he offered us this holy meal of grace and forgiveness. And so on that night, as they were receiving that Seder meal, that meal of deliverance from slavery and captivity and bondage in the Jewish history, Jesus took bread and he lifted it to the heavens. He blessed it and he broke it and he said, "This is my body and it's offered to you today. It's broken for you. For the forgiveness of your sins, take it and eat it and remember me." The body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's been broken for you. And then as that meal was coming to a close, Jesus Christ picked up a cup. He lifted that cup to the heavens as well and he blessed it and he said, "This cup is a new covenant. My blood that is shed for the forgiveness of sins." For no longer was the sacrificial system necessary. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, our sins are forgiven. "Take the cup," he said, "and drink. Receive grace and forgiveness, and remember me." And so we come together today as the body of Christ to receive the bread and the cup, to experience grace and forgiveness, knowing that here today in the United Methodist Church that all of you are welcome. You do not need to be a member of this church or any church for that member, but if you desire to experience God's grace and forgiveness, then this meal is for you. This morning we will be receiving communion in the pews. I would ask that as the elements are passed that you would hold them. And then together as one body, we will commune together under my direction. Christ invites each and every one of us. The table is prepared. Let us come. The body of Christ. Our living Lord and Savior, whose body has been broken for you. Take and remember and eat. Amen. In the Old Testament, an animal lost its life and the blood was dashed upon the altar that one would receive God's forgiveness. Jesus said, "This cup is a new covenant because it's my blood that will be shed for the forgiveness of your sins and the sins of the whole world." Take it and receive God's grace and forgiveness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Drink and remember him. Amen. A gracious and loving God, your presence is upon us and within us. Continue to strengthen us, anoint us, and empower us to be your church, to be your children, faithfully serving you in the world. For it's in Christ that we pray. Amen. Let us stand and sing our closing hymn together. Our gracious and loving God, we pray that you might bless and anoint each and every one of us, that faithfully we might go forth into the world, to our places of work and play, leisure and activity through daily life and living, to proclaim this good news and this story of Jesus Christ our Lord. And may we go forth empowered in the name of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.